back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary
with Rod Oram this morning. Morena, Rod, how are you?
Morena, very well, thank you, Rachel.
It is lovely to chat to you today in Level 3, which is looking probably much the same as Level 4 for most people, but crucially makes a bit of a difference to the economy, which is what we're talking about this morning. We've seen a lot of small businesses be able to open as well as big businesses, and I think small businesses has been something that's kind of maybe been in the top of the media cycle in the last couple of days. We saw that there was some testimonies to the Epidemic Response Committee. I'm really curious to see what your thoughts are on what this kind of level three period is going to do for the economy, but also particularly for those smaller businesses who have been hit very hard over the last month.
There's about a million people now back at work that weren't under level four. So the economy, economic activity is down about 25% as opposed to about 35 to 40% in level four. And it's indeed great to see companies, workplaces being very innovative about how they can rearrange their operations to be anti-COVID compliant in terms of separating people and physically and that kind of stuff, whether that's in their factory floor or their warehouses or contactless shopping and all the rest. So that's all good. But it obviously presents incredibly difficult choices for small businesses to make. I'm just sort of thinking locally at a range of cafes, restaurants and the like in my neighbourhood. It's a brave one that decides to open up for takeaway only, knowing there's going to be a lot of competition there and business sparse. But on the other hand, sitting out without any business longer is a very hard decision to make. So I feel very, you know, my sympathies are very much with them. I'm not sure how we're going to get through the next few months, other than it's really important to concept through about this is about sharing the burden. And the most important part of that is how commercial property owners respond to the small businesses that lease shops or workspaces from them. And we're seeing a really mixed picture there. We're seeing some playing really hard ball and others being very accommodating. So I think the government's going to have to step into that one.
That was sort of indicated yesterday as well, perhaps by the Prime Minister, that they're certainly monitoring it and they are maybe assessing their options there. What would you like to see in terms of some intervention from the government?
I'm not sure quite how it should be structured. Other than there should be laid out a formal process by which tenants and landlords can negotiate and negotiate with the very strong understanding that there is a compromise between rent owed and what actually gets paid. And far better to have rent forgiveness rather than just rent deferred, because rent deferred just piles up a problem for later.
Yeah.
But then commercial property companies themselves are going to need help from their banks and their shareholders to be able to take that hit. So that's where that concept about sharing the burden needs to be worked through the whole system. The other thing about small businesses that's been very much on my mind, that inevitably many of the smallest of the small are actually quite informal businesses, even to the classically that capital for them has been raised by mortgaging the family home. I would hope that through this, small businesses are getting good advice, hopefully from their accountants, because those are the main frontline people,
right,
to help them. Better than the banks, because the banks understandably have an agenda about, well, if we lend you money, you know, what's the security? Will we get the money back? You've got to keep up your payments, all that kind of stuff. So I think the role of accountants in this is very important, to be able to help those small businesses navigate through, but also try to get their businesses onto a firmer footing, a more formal footing, so that they are better prepared for the future.
We've obviously seen the government swoop in with support for wages, which has been crucial in keeping a lot of people out of unemployment. But we've also just seen in the last couple of days that they're announcing, I guess, systems to help people who will be facing unemployment. Are you confident that we're going to be doing enough to, I guess, make options at least for people who are going to be inevitably facing some sort of hardship in that sense? Do you think the government is sort of providing enough of a backstop there at the moment?
The political will is there, and the understanding, I think, of what the issues are very strongly there. Grant Robertson is a good finance minister, very broad view, but also deeply experienced. But if he has a particular focus, it's very much around work, hence his Future of Work Commission when Labour was in opposition. Mm. So he does understand these issues very well. But actually trying to operationalise that in effective programmes is quite a big design issue. Mm. And, of course, one of the good things about the COVID crisis has been seeing how fast government, and indeed business too, or indeed society as a whole, can move when it has to.
Yeah.
And make very good decisions, adjusting as they go. And I hope that spirit carries on now that even though the most intense part of the health crisis is beginning to ease up. We can't let up our vigilance, but we're not staring into the abyss that we were. And so that concept of being able to be very decisive about what needs to be done and very quick and effective in designing that and being prepared to admit mistakes, improve as you go, I think is going to be quite a different style of policy and program development. And as I say, I hope that actually lives on beyond the crisis. That would be very good to see government working that way. And we're certainly seeing business working that way. I'm very impressed by a lot of the innovation I've seen. And I'll give you one example because this is sort of a direct comparison. Our meat processors here very early on worked out how they would need to slow down production lines, they wouldn't be as productive, but they were able to keep meatworks going in COVID-compliant ways. Whereas the US is just this astonishing shambles with COVID-19 rampant in quite a few meat processing plants. Some of them being shut down. One plant was responsible for 5% of US pork supply.
Wow.
And so now the Trump has ordered them to go back, to stay at work, which I think is an extraordinary thing for a president to do, when clearly those workers are in danger because the companies haven't responded adequately. So to me, that's a very direct and powerful example of how we've done things well here versus a direct comparison in the United States.
And that seems to be the balancing act globally at the moment, is making sure that health, well, hopefully, in most cases, making sure that health is the priority and that the safety of the population is the priority, but also trying to get people back into work and keep the economy ticking over. And it is going to be really interesting, I think, to see how that kind of rolls out over this level three period and then going into hopefully soon enough lower levels as well, what that's going to look like too. So yeah, certainly lots to talk about, and it's lovely to chat it through with you, Rod. So thanks for having a chat with us this
very
morning.
Very, very crucially, we mustn't take our eye off the virus, but building back very differently and much better across everything we do. And this is the perfect time to do it when things are so fluid. We are used to being, we've suddenly become used to being innovative and adaptable. Let's not just sink back into our comfortable old ways. Let's move on to much, much better.
I think that's a very good point. Hey, thank you so much, Rod. It's been a pleasure to chat to you, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you. Look forward to it. See
you. See you. Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.